Plans to construct a fifth cruise ship dock in downtown Juneau crossed a major hurdle Monday night. That's when the Juneau Assembly sided with a state ruling that the project could legally move forward, despite health and safety concerns brought forth by a local activist.
Please do not interpret our decision tonight as a policy decision around the Hoonatotum dock. This decision tonight is simply about whether we are legally allowed to.
That's Assemblymember Christine Wall explaining that the Assembly's vote to accept the ruling doesn't mean the project has the Assembly stamp of approval. The proposed floating steel dock would be located at the Gassineau Channel off the intersection of Whittier and Egan Drive. The project is proposed by Hoonatotum, an Alaska Native Village Corporation. Along with the dock, Hoonatotum has also proposed underground bus and car parking at the site, retail space, and a welcome center. They've named the project Auk Landing. Norwegian Cruise Lines originally purchased the waterfront property in 2019, but gave it to Hoonatotum in 2022. Juneau resident Carla Hart filed the appeal challenging the Planning Commission's permitting of the dock last summer. She's a longtime activist who has been at the forefront of several recent attempts to slow down the growth of cruise ship tourism in Juneau.
I don't know what I expected when I originally filed it. I just felt as if we didn't have a fair public process in the very beginning, and I think we need one.
The main arguments in her appeal were that building the cruise ship dock would endanger public health and safety, and that it did not abide with the city's existing plan for the downtown waterfront. But the hearing officer with the State Office of Administrative Hearings ruled that the permitting of the proposed dock will not, quote, materially endanger public health and safety, and that it generally conforms with the waterfront plan. After the meeting on Monday, Hart says she won't challenge the ruling, but she will continue to follow the project's next steps as it goes through the Assembly.
I think that it's good that now we move on with the real community discussion on whether we have a dock or not.
The dock and waterfront development plan still has a long way to go before breaking ground. The Assembly needs to approve a lease of the city-owned tidelands before Hoonatotum can build it. Hoonatotum's president and CEO, Russell Dick, says he's excited for that process to begin.
I mean, as far as the appeal that was filed, this was the appropriate decision by the Assembly. I think the administrative law judge got it right, and we're ready to move on to the next step.
The Assembly is anticipated to take up the issue in the coming months. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.